106 Jack FM Hertfordshire News.
Stevenage is quite symbolic of many of the challenges that are being faced. The council's doing a great job, including in relation to this new development we're in today, showing that we can provide more affordable homes for people. But it's also faced a massive challenge from neighbouring North Hertfordshire Council, where Stevenage has tried to expand in response to the local community and has been unable to, because they've been consistently blocked every step of the way. And what we're saying today is we can't have councils like North Hertfordshire continue to just block the expansion of homes when a community like Stevenage wants that to happen. And just like we can't have developers just sitting on land with planning permission and refusing to build it. We've got 500,000 homes in that category across the UK where there's planning permission and actually no building is taking place. So I think we're sending a very clear message today that a Labour government is determined to tackle the housing crisis that our country faces.
This isn't all about opening a free-for-all for building across greenbelt land or green spaces.
No, it's important to protect greenbelt land, and that will be part of any plans that we'll put in place and the independent process that we're proposing for adjudicating between the needs of a council that wants to expand and a neighbouring council will allow for that and we'll make sure that happens. But I think for too long now we've found that the aspirations of young people, of families to rent or buy a home just are being thwarted, and it's getting worse and worse year after year. And there's a real danger here in Stevenage, rents due to go up by 50% by 2020, house prices due to go up by 37%, that homes just get further and further beyond the reach of young people, of families and of people across the country, and we're determined to tackle that.
And that's the risk then, people simply can't afford to live where their families are.
Exactly, and I think that's one of the messages to people who obviously want to make sure that their amenities, the countryside is protected. That's right. At the same time, they'll have sons and daughters, nieces and nephews who they want to live nearby to them, and or at least have the opportunity to live nearby to them. That won't happen unless we can actually expand the supply of housing in this country.